just recording because today is a great day. Today is August 27th, around 7 o'clock, and I just got done doing writing a note. Wrote a note, and I need to date it actually, but it says, the note says, how to take your life to the next level, and I want to take my life to the next level today on this day, August 27th, 2018, 7:01. I wrote down three just simple words, discipline, confidence, and consistency. I feel like those three words are something that I need desperately, excuse me, in my life. Not saying that I've never had any of those three things, but there has only been small increments in my life where I had all three of those things at once. You know, just small times in my life, you know, and those were the moments in my life where I desperately needed all three of them. And I want to level up and have those three things on a consistent basis instead of having either one of the three or two of the three, because I don't feel like that's fair to me and true to me or my future or my kids that I will have in the future one day. As of right now, you know, I have my head everywhere. I want to do so many things. I just want to be an overall artist, and I want to give world my art, from music to poetry to overall writing and my creativity with so many things. I want to be able to give back. I want to, you know, be able to have my entertainment business. I want to be able to put myself on a platform where people will never ever be able to forget me, because I don't want to be forgotten. I don't want to be comfortable at all. I want to be someone that when you think of me, you think of change. You think of, I can be who I really truly want to be. You know, because I said it, you know, and I made that choice to do it. Me, honestly, like, personally, you know, like me on a personal level, I'm never satisfied with anything that I do. I'm never even satisfied with anything that I say. You know, I always want more and I always want better. And I am real constant with those things. On a personal level, you know, I'm the type I learn through my psychological mishaps and my psychological warfare and my failures. I learn from those things the most. I learn the most from adversity. I learn the most through, you know, when things are going bad, you know, and then I rebuild myself. That's just the type of person that I am, you know, and going through those things, you know, and building my confidence through and through with certain areas. I have great confidence in a lot of areas, but in a lot of other areas, I lack it because I won't say it's doubt and I won't say it's fear. It's just wanting it so bad, my anxiety just goes through the roof, and I get real trigger happy when it comes to my emotions. So, yeah, that's just the best way that I can put it. But that's life, though. You know, life it's a roller coaster each and every single day. You know, you have ups, you have downs, you have certain stops, you have certain rests, you have twists, turns, and changes, you know, but that's what's worth the highs, you know, and the highs are just as much as important as the lows. I feel like right now in my life, it's a lot of sacrifice that I have to do. Less friend time, less family time, less trying to figure out things that don't matter as much as they used to. 'Cause I'm technically not holding on to things, but it's just certain things that I just don't need to be thinking about that crossed my mind a little too much, you know. And I want to be able to stay busy and be busy, so and work on my dreams, you know, and work on my goals, you know. And if that means separating myself for a couple months or a couple years or a couple days and being productive, then that's exactly what I want to do, because I want to be able to pinpoint every single thing that I want to do and that I will do and execute them perfectly, or as best as I can, you know. But I'm about effort each and every single day. I'm about effort, whether the result ends out good or bad. You can't tell me that I didn't give 100, 1,000, 1,000,000,000, 1,000,000,000, you know, percent effort, you know, because that's what I'm about, you know. This life, now that I'm 23 years old, this life, you know, has taught me so much, on so many different levels. And that's why I want to get to my next level, to be able to give that back to life. Because right now, I'm not where I want to be in my life at all. Been through ups and downs in relationships and business and works, you know, jobs. Back and forth, leaving jobs, getting good jobs, getting great jobs. And, you know, just being all over the place, you know, and that's not good. Like, not at all. I have great high moments, you know, but then I have real low moments, and I never ever seem to find a balance, like, at all. But I think that's because of my wanting and my yearning for more and better, and I need get. That's my problem, you know. But I use my effort as a shield of validation, and I think what I need to do more is replace that with being more humble about my situations, so I can become better, like how I want to. And I want to be able to not just look in the mirror and see my strengths or my weaknesses. I want to be able to look in the mirror and be like, you're getting better, and you're being better, and you're being a better person to everyone around you, to just everyone. And you were willing to sacrifice, because these last couple of years, now that that's 2018, I look back on my life and say, my highest accomplishments was graduating eighth grade, graduating high school, being able to be at a job for more than 5 years, being able to work in a hospital, being able to meet people and bring an impact to people's life, whether, you know, it ended out bad. Even if we had a lot of great moments, you know, I take it all in stride, because I know at the end of the day, like, nobody's willing to give up what I'm willing to give up. And that's me, you know, not fully in my entirety, but it's me as in, you know, you see, you know, what you see is what you get. And it's either you accept it or you don't. And I had a lot of people that I've treated right and they've treated me wrong. I had a lot of people to where I tried to manipulate the situations. I had a lot of people where, you know, I just tried to just do so many different things, you know. But through it all, though, it was all because of experience forcing me to react certain ways or act certain ways. And I want to be on another level in my life. And the gifts that I have, whether, you know, at the end of the day, I just want God and I want my family to know that I love them and I work my ass off. And, right now it was just a down spiral moment because I've never had a moment like this before where it's just like that mountain, this is the hardest time in my life where the mountain was really hard to climb, you know. I done had everything, you know, I done burned a lot of bridges. It's so many different things in my life. You know, like, what if, what could be, you know, what should be, like, I don't really let those things control my thinking, but anytime those thoughts creep into my mind, it's, honestly, it's, like, saddening because at the end of the day, I know I just have to use that as motivation. You know, and I can't be mad at anybody but myself. You know, I can be exactly where I picture myself right now if I was still working, you know, in ECMC, you know, in a hospital, you know. Every single day of my life, you know, it's just like, Myron, what needs can you meet to get back to the top? You know, in your eyes, you know. And the crazy thing is, was when I was there, I didn't even feel like I was there because I wanted it so bad that I ended up destroying myself. In the process, you know, and not being able to execute all of the things that I wanted to at once because, you know, it just felt like a dream. It just felt like an honest dream. And, that shit hurt. Like, that, like, it really hurts. But as a man that I want to one day become, the person that I picture myself being, I would appreciate it, and I know I will. But it's just so much, like, in my life now that I just think about, and I just know, you know, I know that something is meant for me. I know what I want to do in my life, but it's like, it's just this feeling I got no matter what I go through, no matter who I talk to, no matter how many interviews I go to, no matter what I do. It's just, I know in my heart something is meant for me. Something like I don't know what it is. It's just something I don't know exactly what it is, but like I feel like in my heart, I feel like in my soul, I feel like in everything in me, like I'm meant to do something that I really love to do, but I don't really know what that thing is. You know, I might know, but I just like, it could be something that I really love to do, but I'm just not executing it the right way. it can be something that I don't even know how to do it, and I might just end up being at the right place at the right time. Like I don't know exactly what it is. I just know that I was put on this earth to do and be great at something. And what that thing is I feel like it's something that's gonna make a difference. I feel like it's something that's going to be huge and big, but I just don't know what it is yet. And all of my past relationships in my life, I'm appreciative of them. They all made me better as a person and made me stronger as a person, but I need more discipline. I need more confidence, and I need more consistency. Well, to the next one. I'm out. Myron out. Peace.